Welcome to Clue, the Coronavirus Legal Update, a podcast of the Miller Law Firm, PA, providing you with the latest information related to the coronavirus and how it can impact you as an individual, small business, or large business in South Carolina. I'm your host, Melissa Miller of the Miller Law Firm, PA, and today attorneys for the Miller Law Firm sit down to discuss landlord-tenant law in the context of the coronavirus. If you are a landlord struggling to collect rent or a tenant struggling to pay rent, including a small business struggling to pay rent, this is one you don't want to miss. We have in the studio with us today Brian Miller, who practices commercial landlord-tenant law for the Miller Law Firm. Without further ado, let's talk with Brian and get our first clue. Brian, what advice do you have for commercial tenants and landlords during the coronavirus pandemic?
Right now, both landlords and tenants are in a very difficult place. Landlords typically have mortgages that they need to pay off, and tenants, more often than not right now, can't pay the rent. If your business has been completely frustrated by government regulation, I would advise all tenants to go immediately to their landlord and ask for rent abatement. There are legal arguments that can be brought up if the landlord is unwilling to cooperate. Some of those legal arguments may be found in your lease, such as your force majeure provision, which is essentially an act of God provision that often involves, typically in a commercial lease, so when you think of the act of God provision, it often involves a tornado or hurricane or something of that nature. Typically, they don't cover pandemics. The other provision that some attorneys are looking at right now is the condemnation provision. The argument would be that the government has essentially seized a portion of the property, or it's been infested by coronavirus and therefore can no longer be used. And if you have a condemnation provision within your lease that enables the tenant to get out of the lease in the event of a condemnation, it may be worth approaching that argument. Another argument which I intend to use is the use provision. In most commercial leases, the landlord specifies the use for the lease. And I read that as the landlord stating that the tenant has a right to use the property for such. Essentially, the government has frustrated the use provision. The problem with these arguments from a tenant's perspective needs to be carefully explained. Legal arguments are wonderful if you get to court, but most small businesses are trying to survive. And if we immediately run toward the legal arguments, we're going to run into the issue with the landlord may take you up on them. The landlord might just tell the tenant, you know what, you're right. We like your legal argument. But the lease in all of those situations typically gives the landlord the right to terminate. So the tenant may no longer be liable for the outstanding rent, but then if this opens up, the tenant will also no longer have a space. So the tenants really need to tread carefully in these situations. They need to carefully negotiate with the landlord. Now, if you're no longer happy with your lease, this may be an opportunity to move on. From a landlord's perspective, you just basically flip it around. The first thing a landlord needs to do, besides talk to the tenant, is talk to the bank. A landlord should be talking to their bank and negotiating deferred payments on any and all outstanding mortgages. There's no reason to be paying a mortgage right now if you don't have a tenant, particularly when it's not your fault. Quite frankly, if the mortgage companies are difficult, which I don't believe many of them will be, in fact, most of them have been giving or have been agreeing to defer payments, the courts in many places are closed. It's going to be near impossible for a bank to foreclose at this moment in time. Now, at least in South Carolina, allegedly, the courts are opening up in May. I say allegedly because I'm not 100% certain where this is going to go, and I'm not 100% convinced that everyone in South Carolina is knows where this is going to go yet either. But even still, realistically, when the courts open up, they are going to be so flooded and inundated with lawsuits that getting into a lawsuit right now is not advisable for either the bank, the landlord, or the tenant. So most people are going to cooperate. The bottom line is, now is not the time for rash decisions. Now is not the time to play hardball, so to speak. If you're a landlord and you want to get paid, you should be working directly with your tenant. Try to get a fair amount out of them during this crisis. And if you're a tenant and you want to continue to maintain a relationship with the landlord, recognize that the landlord has bills to pay as well, and try to work with the landlord. If the landlord needs you to fill out some paperwork showing that you can't make payments right now due to the coronavirus, in order for him to apply for a deferment for the bank, from the bank, please go ahead and do that.
Just tell me when to go.
What is going to be fair during these times?
In my opinion, landlord should approach it from the angle of what the tenant received in the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program. If your tenant didn't receive a PPP, then...
And just to be clear, that's the PPP loan you're talking about.
It's the Payroll Protection Program loan that was being run through the SBA, and actually it's being administered by private banks, and every small business qualified for it. However, it's not exactly a loan because it's capable of being forgiven provided that you use it for certain qualifying expenses. One of the qualifying expenses is rent. You can use up to 25% of the PPP for your commercial rent. So one of the places to start might be to explain to a landlord, this is how much I got on the PPP. This is how much was allotted to rent for essentially 8 weeks. This is all I can afford. Now, not every tenant's going to be able to afford 25% because the qualifying expenses also included utilities. And some tenants are going to need to have some money just to keep the lights on. But that would be a good place for both landlords and tenants to start. And landlords should be helping tenants out if they haven't filed for the PPP. Everyone should have filed for the PPP who has a small business. There's really no exception. The government's handing out money to institutions like Harvard so they can, in my opinion, hand out money to a mom and pop business down the street. Those are the businesses that are really struggling. The restaurants, the gyms, the salons, dry cleaners, any place that has a retail site has been absurdly impacted by this crisis. And frankly, landlords and tenants need to work together to get out of it.
And there was recently another batch of loans recently passed by Congress, so there may be another opportunity if they didn't get the PPP the first time to get it again.
Correct.
Or to get
Congress,
it this time.
Congress reapproved funding for additional funding for this PPP loan. It just, I believe it just happened last night, and last night would be April 21st. I don't remember the exact amount off the top of my head, but the bottom line is you need to apply right now, and you need to follow up with your banker. Make sure your banker's putting in the application. What the big banks were doing was apparently holding on to applications from smaller businesses and not putting them in right away because they wanted to get the fees associated with the bigger loans. So you need to follow up with your banker, make sure he or she has filed your application so you can get that PPP. It's critically important in this time. Also, I think tenants and landlords, there is some business going on out there. There are some tenants and landlords entering into new leases. Anyone who enters into a new lease at this time should have a COVID addendum. And the COVID addendum should account for the fact that there's an ongoing crisis. And it also should account for the fact that this crisis is highly likely to reappear based on, I'm not a scientist, but I can read, and based on all the science I've read, it appears very certain that this will not go away and it will come back in the fall. When it comes back in the fall, we have no idea how government will respond. My guess is they will respond in a somewhat similar fashion, perhaps a little bit more organized, but you're going to have some type of restrictions as late as the fall. And even as we get through this crisis, one other thing tenants and landlords need to keep in mind is what used to be your capacity at your rental space will be decreased. You're already hearing the term social distancing and reduced capacity thrown around. And the problem with that is when you rent a space, if you're a restaurant, you rent it with the idea that there's so many tables that you can fill in order to make a living. If I got a 20% capacity reduction, or in this case, it's more like an 80% per capacity reduction, my ability to pay has been reduced. One thing restaurant tenants might want to consider for on a temporary basis with their landlord while they're trying to get back on their feet is maybe get into a situation where it's more of a percentage rent. Percentage rent is based on your sales, based on the income that you bring in. And that would favor the tenant right now. It might not favor the landlord, but long term, if it was a 1 or 2 year period where there's percentage rent and the landlord and the tenant were working together to get back off the ground, the landlord could recoup some of its losses by essentially getting a higher rent down the road once the landlord's gotten the tenant back on its feet. At the end of the day, if you need any help with this, the Miller Law Firm PA is here to help people out. I've been practicing commercial leasing law since at least 2003, and it's an area I enjoy. We have three attorneys here, and we're happy to help you out. But the bottom line right now, even if you're talking to an attorney, and there are a lot of good ones out there, and we feel like we're some of the good ones, you should not be taking a gung-ho litigation-first strategy right now. You want it to, right now, if I would respond if somebody says, well, I'm going to take you to court, good luck. The court process was already inefficient. It's going to be even more inefficient when this is all over. And if that's your game, that's not a good situation.
And Brian, the article is going to be available on our website, www.themillerlawfirmpa.com. For our listeners, again, that's www.themillerlawfirmpa.com. It will also be available on our Facebook page, The Miller Law Firm PA. Any questions, or if you need help negotiating your lease as a small business owner or as a landlord, give the Miller Law Firm a call, 864-527-0413. This is attorney Melissa Miller talking with Brian Miller. This has been a coronavirus legal update. Without further ado, until our next clue, we'll see you next time. You have been listening to Clue, the Coronavirus Legal Update, a podcast of the Miller Law Firm PA. This has been your host, attorney Melissa Miller. For more information on the Miller Law Firm or to contact one of our attorneys, you may visit us at our website, www.themillerlawfirmpa.com, or call us at 864-527-0413. Thank you for listening. Until our next clue.